This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The FAA software that failed Wednesday is 30 years old and reportedly won't be upgraded for at least 6 years. That's what a government source familiar with the situation told CNN on Thursday. The software failure caused thousands of flight delays and cancellations all across the country. The source told CNN that Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has met with top FAA officials a number of times since Wednesday's meltdown. Buttigieg has made it very clear he wants the software updated a lot faster than the FAA's planned six-year timeline. Lisa Marie Presley is dead at the age of 54 following a heart attack. Victoria Donnie has more.
When I left and I said goodbye, did you know that I meant it?
The sole heir to her father's estate, Graceland, sold off 85% of the business holdings in 2005, excluding the mansion itself. The songstress's debut album in 2003 reached number 5 on Billboard's albums chart. The mother of four released her last album in 2012. Lisa Marie married Michael Jackson in 1994 and Nicolas Cage in 2002. Both relationships were short-lived. Just 2 days before she passed away, Presley was in attendance at the Golden Globe Awards to support the biopic of her father. I'm Victoria Idoni.
Former President Donald Trump is planning his first campaign event for the 2024 race in South Carolina later this month. Politico and NBC News reported the event on Thursday. According to Politico, it will be an intimate gathering, and Trump's advisors said he'll announce his South Carolina leadership operation for next year's presidential race. There's no word yet on when or where the event will be. Trump officially launched his campaign in November. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Wild Card Weekend in the NFL is here as the opening round of the playoffs officially kicks off on Saturday. The Seahawks travel to San Francisco for an NFC West showdown with the 49ers. The Chargers are also on the road playing the Jaguars for the night game. On Sunday, the Dolphins head to Orchard Park to square off against the AFC East rival Buffalo Bills. Meanwhile, the Giants travel to Minnesota to play the Vikings later in the day. The nightcap features an AFC North clash between the Bengals and the Ravens in Cincinnati. And the weekend concludes Monday night when the Cowboys take on the Buccaneers. A rare Kobe Bryant jersey is hitting the auction block. The jersey was worn in 25 games during Bryant's MVP season in 2007-2008. Sotheby's in London expects the jersey to sell for between $5 and $7 million in the online bidding. The jersey is the same Bryant wore in the iconic moment during the playoffs in 2008 that showed him pull his jersey forward and scream in excitement. The NFC is selecting Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta for a potential AFC championship game between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. The neutral location was chosen because of the cancellation of Week 17's Bills-Cincinnati Bengals game. It was canceled after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest on the field. The Bills will host the Miami Dolphins this weekend during Super Wild Card Weekend on Sunday. The Chiefs will wait until next weekend after securing the number one seed and a bye. LeBron James is still leading the field in the latest NBA All-Star voting update. James has received the most votes with over 4.8 million. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.